German-Turkish link mosque heavily damaged after possible arson attack. By Chris Tomlinson on January 19, 2022. A Turkish-linked mosque in the German city of Chemnitz was heavily damaged following a major fire, which some are claiming may have been a targeted arson attack. The fire took place on Sunday night and was first noticed by a motorist who called the local emergency services, who were eventually able to put out the fire, which had spread from two waste containers to the building's interior. According to the Turkish Islamic Cultural Association, DITIB, who run a mosque, the damage could cost as much as €600,000, and the mosque's director Enes Seyski stated that he believed the incident was a deliberate attack, Tag 24 reports. "We assume a targeted attack. For months we have been finding insults in the mailbox again and again. The containers are not visible from the street. The arsonists must have deliberately run into the yard," Seyski said and added, "The fire is also making waves in Turkey. Turkish media want a report from Chemnitz. A consul will visit the mosque." Several Turkish news outlets have also reported on the story, such as the pro-Turkish government newspaper Daily Sabah, which stated Turkish Consul General Olgun Yuskak was in contact with police regarding the investigation into the incident. The newspaper later went on to highlight Islamophobia as a possible motive for an attack, stating DITIB mosques have been targeted and attacked in the past. Police, meanwhile, have stated that they are currently investigating whether or not the fire was deliberately set or whether it was the result of possible negligence. While a political or religious motive is possible in the case, both far-right and far-left extremists have attacked mosques in Germany in recent years and planned to attack them. Last month in Leipzig, a mosque was damaged near a far-left protest, although police stated that it was unclear if the mosque, which is also run by DITIB, was targeted deliberately. In 2018, a Turkish Islamic cultural center in Kassel was firebombed, and the far-left extremist Antifa-linked website Indie Media saw a group calling itself Antifa International take credit for the attack. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.